Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Claudio Monteverdi's monumental collection of sacred music, Selva Morale e Spirituale, will be our focus on Harmonia this week, with performances by Cantus Köln and Concerto Palatino. Also coming up, Ensemble Baroque Nouveau's new release of Rameau's Pièce de Clavecin en Concert. The American ensemble Baroque Nouveau performed La Forqueraie by Jean-Philippe Rameau. Their performance is part of a new reference label release of Rameau's complete pièce de clavecin en concert. By 1640, Claudio Monteverdi had achieved a lifetime's worth of success. Yet he continued to compose new works that were startling for their size and sophistication. Keep in mind that Monteverdi was already in his 70s. During this period, he managed not only to compose 3 operas, but also compiled and published a retrospective collection of church pieces from his Venetian years. Curiously titled Selva Morale e Spirituale, or Moral and Spiritual Forest, the collection contained nearly 40 vocal works that included motets, psalms, mass settings, and madrigals. They varied in size, too, from the small motet for solo voice and continuo to the more grand settings like the Gloria for 7 voices, 2 violins, 4 violas, 4 trombones, and basso continuo. Gloria, gloria in excelsis.
Adoramus, adoramus, adoramus. Adoramus, adoramus, adoramus.
Claudio Monteverdi's Gloria for voices, strings, brass, and continuo from his Selva Morale e Spirituale, Cantus Köln and Concerto Palatino performed under the direction of Konrad Junghänel. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring Monteverdi's Selva Morale e Spirituale. The Selva begins with three madrigals. They're technically not sacred works, but are set to Italian poems of a type that we sometimes refer to as vanitas texts. These speak of the ephemeral nature of worldly things and entreat the reader or listener to attend to his or her spiritual life. Two of the three texts were written by Petrarch, one of Monteverdi's favorite poets, while the third was contributed by Angelo Grillo, a Benedictine monk. We'll hear two Petrarchan madrigals, O ciechi, ciechi, O ye blind ones, and Voi che ascoltate, O ye that hear, performed by Cantus Köln under the direction of Konrad Junghänel.
Oh! Thank you.
two madrigals by Claudio Monteverdi, his O Ciechi Ciechi and Voi Ch'ascoltate were performed by Cantus Cohn under the direction of Konrad Junghanel. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to Cantus Cohn and Concerto Palatino perform music from Claudio Monteverdi's Selva Morale e Spirituale. In some cases, there are multiple settings on a single text. Take, for example, Psalm 117, Laudate Dominum Omnes Gentes, or O Praise the Lord, All Ye Nations. Monteverdi has no less than three settings, yet he also sets a fourth one that also begins with Laudate Dominum, but this time it's Psalm 150, which begins similarly. We'll hear tenor Hans-Jörg Mammel perform Psalm 150, Laudate Dominum in Sanctis Eius, followed by the second setting of Psalm 117. Cantus Cohn and Concerto Palatino perform.
Thank you.
a pair of Laudate Dominum settings by Monteverdi, performed by Cantus Köln and Concerto Palatino. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring Claudio Monteverdi's collection of music known as the Selva Morale e Spirituale. Sometimes Monteverdi recycled ideas from some of his previous compositions, and the Selva is no exception. For the first setting of Psalm 111, Beatus Vir, he recalls a secular work, Chiome d'Oro, from his seventh book of madrigals composed many years before. Music now of Claudio Monteverdi. Konrad Junghennel directs the Cantus Köln and Concerto Palatino in a performance of Psalm 111, Beatus Vir, Blessed is the Man.
Beatus Vir, with tears of joy,
The first Beatus Vir from the Selva Morale e Spirituale of Monteverdi. Konrad Junghennel directed Cantus Köln and Concerto Palatino. Our new release of the week features the American ensemble Baroque Nouveau in a program of Jean-Philippe Rameau's complete Pièce de Clavecin en Concert, a work for obbligato harpsichord, violin, flute, and viola da gamba. We'll hear the first concert, La Coulicam, La Livry, and La Vésinée. We heard Rameau's first concert from his Pièce de Clavecin en Concert, Baroque Nouveau performed in a new reference label release. The ensemble members include harpsichordist Charles Sherman, violinist Anthony Martin, flutist Stephen Schultz, and viola da gambist Josh Lee. Production support for Harmonia is made possible in part by the Crystal DeHaan Family Foundation, serving organizations in central Indiana and recognizing the children and families of Crystal House International. More information about Harmonia and Harmonia's new CD, Beautiful Baroque, Music for Weddings and Other Special Occasions, is on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Pashkash, and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Additional technical support comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ethergame musical mini quiz. Both are available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich is our executive producer, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.